Eddie, it was obviously billed as the top two very good footballing sides. How do you see a 0-0 draw after all that?
Well, I thought it was two top quality sides going head to head, and both teams went for it. It was nip and tuck. I thought Middlesbrough were the best team early in the game for sure, for the first 20-25 minutes. Put us under a little bit of pressure. Pleasing thing is we didn't crack. We stayed strong and thought we grew into the game from that point onwards and shaded the chances for sure. I thought we had some really good opportunities. We've worked their goalkeeper, he's made a couple of great saves, and we've missed the target from good positions. And I think the most positive thing out of today is that our goalkeeper's not really had to work too much. We restricted them to long shots, and it was a really good rear guard display.
It wasn't a game that had a bucket load of chances. It was sense maybe that one moment of quality might be decisive, and it just didn't come for either side.
No, it didn't come for either side. We're hoping it may be one of those days where we get a set piece or something just falls for us in the box. Callum's had a couple of chances, Mark Pugh has. As I say, I think we've grown into the game, and the atmosphere was red hot here today, and we had to withstand a little bit of early pressure. But once we did, I think the players saw there's nothing to fear again in this division. Passed the ball around well at times, and with relative ease, considering we're the away side, got a point.
I was going to say, you have to be happy with the clean sheet away from home at the team who are second in the table.
Yeah, who are in really good form, free scoring themselves. I mean, they've been a tough team to score against all season. Their defensive record is second to none. You can see why. They're very well organised, but from our perspective, we're improving that side of our game. And as I said, that's the most pleasing thing, to come here and keep a clean sheet.
Callum got some pretty close attention today. I guess the more you get into the limelight, that's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, I think tactically they did well against us, I have to say. They tried to nullify our strengths. It was quite apparent to us what they were trying to do. And that's where I say you have to give their manager credit for what game plan he set up with. From our perspective, we still had the chances, and on another day we'd probably take one or two.
Tuesday night you benefited from a sending off in the second half, you were to a second yellow. Should there have been a sending off for them, Adam Clayton, a second yellow?
Possibly, yeah, I felt that at the time. If the first one's a booking, I think the second one is as well, but it wasn't to be.
No, those things obviously change games. I guess when you're on a good run, sometimes they go for you, but on today it didn't really affect
you
the outcome of the game.
You can't wait for sending offs to win games. And such is the mentality of the change room. We're slightly disappointed that we haven't won today, and I think that shows how far we've come. But I think when you look back at the end of the season, that this could be a very big point for us.
I was going to say, you can't win every single game, every single week. You knew there'd be a time that would come when you wouldn't win a game, but to not have lost is obviously the key.
Well, absolutely. We're never going to win every game, if only it was that easy. But I think today's a very good point for us, and hopefully, again, give the lads more belief that we can achieve whatever we want to, and we're the masters of our own destiny at this stage.
Would you expect you and Middlesbrough to be fighting for a similar outcome towards the end of the season?
I wouldn't make that bold prediction. I think they're a good side. I think they'll be there or thereabouts for us. I don't think I'm ever one to say that or make predictions on what we're going to do. I'd like to think we can maintain results short term and see where it takes us.
Between international breaks, you've had 7 games in 21 days. You take 19 points out of 21, which was obviously is a magnificent haul for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think if someone had offered me that, I might have said yes. It's been an incredible run. It's been an enjoyable run. And credit to our supporters again for such a long journey. I'm pleased we've got something to go back with for them. And it's still good times, despite the fact that I led to believe we're not top. Great times for the football club, and we'll enjoy it a little bit longer.
You worked the players very hard during the last international break and got your rewards in the last few weeks. What's the plan for this couple of weeks coming up now?
I think it'll be a mixture. I think they deserve a rest short term, so we give them a few days off to recover, and then we'll get back to work and work them hard again. I do believe that work we did in the last international break was pivotal to this run, and obviously we want to keep that going.
Of course, one or two more heading off on internationals, so a couple of more nervy moments for managers to make sure they all come back in one piece.
Hopefully they will come back, and I think the only negative from our perspective is it leaves you with less bodies to work with, so that's nice, and the Bournemouth's never been in that position before. You're losing 4 or 5 players, so we'll certainly take it.